Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Ollie Cooper, CEO at Fuse. Ollie, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Andy. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I've been looking forward to this chat for literally seconds, no, literally weeks. We're calling it the Mighty Swipe, and the reason I'm calling that will become apparent later. But before we get into the main nugget of today's talk, tell us a little bit about yourself, Ollie, and a little bit about Fuse.
Sure, yeah. So I run Fuse, which is essentially the mobile arm of a venture builder called Blenheim Chalcott. Blenheim Chalcott is kind of a cross between an incubator and a more traditional early stage VC. And basically what Fuse is the expression of BC's excitement about mobile technology, the smartphone, and this incredible revolution in mobile usage that we've seen since smartphones came out a few years ago. And what Fuse does is essentially, while there's a huge amount of excitement about what smartphones can do, and just real excitement about the numbers, the pure numbers are really staggering around it. You know, there's projected to be something like 2.7 billion smartphones in the world by the end of next year. Mm. People with smartphones check them an unbelievable amount of times a day. I think it's something like 2,500 individual touches and 150 sessions on average. Just huge, huge numbers. And obviously for business and for mobile-centric businesses, that's an incredibly exciting thing. And obviously we've seen unicorns spring up all over the place. People like Uber, just kind of really blowing up because of the smartphone. But then on the flip side, there are a few kind of more worrying or risky factors about starting a mobile-centric business. And really, the fact that most users only have about 30 apps on their phone, and they only really check about 10 of those with any regularity in a given month. Mm. So there's this enormous competition for attention. I mean, just through the app stores, millions and millions of apps, thousands of apps being published a week, all clamoring for users' attention. So basically what Fuse is and what we do is try and de-risk the process of building a mobile-centric business. And we do that with a couple of kind of key elements. The first is a templated ideation and prototyping process where we come up with ideas for mobile-centric businesses, and we try and test them as rapidly as we possibly can, usually before writing any kind of code at all. And that's kind of via focus groups and mock-ups and all that kind of stuff. And then the second piece that we employ is technology platform, which is built and run by our team of engineers, which allows us to put out prototypes as very fast so that we can actually get real user interactions into the concepts. And then we run them as tests, and the ones that are the most successful in terms of engaging people and producing good metrics, and also getting potential investors excited as well, are then spun out as separate entities. And to give you a sense of scale, you know, we've been doing this for a couple of years. We've spun off three businesses and tested about 30 different concepts with some degree of seriousness. So that's Fuse. And you know, my background, I'm actually a kind of classic channel marketer by training. I got the chance to join Fuse back in, or join BC, sorry, back in 2012.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of strange being a marketer running a tech company, but here we are.
Well, yeah, it's not. I don't think it's that uncommon, actually. Now, you produced, we just set the scene here. You produced Bijou Commerce, which revolves around the sort of the single image swipe, doesn't it? Tell us how that works, because that's what I wanted to sort of talk about today.
Yeah, sure. So, Bijou Commerce is a mobile commerce platform business that we spun out back at the beginning of last year, and the core of the user experience there revolves around this single image swipe. And this whole idea of showing a user on mobile one thing, and then one thing or one person or whatever it is, and then telling them that if they like it, they should swipe it to the right, and if they don't like it, they should swipe it to the left. I mean, this all was really popularized by Tinder, of course. And we use that as a format primarily for showing products for sale, mostly in fashion. And the business basically has three elements which we white label for individual retailers and publishers. And the three elements being, you know, the mobile front end, which uses the single image swipe as a kind of core piece, a set of content management tools to administer and manage those front end pieces. And then the third bit is a plug-in integration into the retailer's back end system, their e-commerce system, so that all the flows of product and so on are unified with their existing systems.
Now, you conceive these apps, don't you, and you trial these apps. I'm just wondering what were the factors that led you to this sort of single swipe idea? What sort of problems was it attempting to solve?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's this enormous trend to go along with the growth of the smartphone, that the rise of mobile commerce kind of goes hand in hand. And, you know, most retailers now, certainly in fashion, most retailers now see well over 50% of all the visits to their websites coming from mobile devices. And there's obviously a lot of research around the field. Some of the research suggests that as much as 80% of all customer journeys are influenced by mobile somewhere along the way, whether that's somebody, you know, showrooming or checking out a brand or checking out an individual product, or most commonly just going to Amazon and checking a price. And so mobile is kind of touching not just digital sales, but also physical ones. And then I saw something actually a couple of days ago suggesting that Black Friday, today being Black Friday, in the UK, is going to be the first time where actual sales, digital sales on mobile will eclipse digital sales on desktop sites, which is really phenomenal when you think about where we were just 5 or 6 years ago. So really, that's an opportunity. But the problem, just going back to your question that we're trying to solve, is that lots of brands and retailers have been unsure about how to react to that. And the typical response is to build a mobile responsive website for their existing website, which is absolutely the right thing to do. And there are some great mobile website experiences out there. But obviously, the way that people engage with the smartphone, it is very, very different than the way that they engage with a much bigger screen. You know, the smartphone offers a range of opportunities to engage with people. I mean, the most obvious being push notifications, but there's a few others as well, which are very hard to do on a mobile responsive website. And so our feeling was that the core problem to solve was the experience, the end user experience on a smartphone, being better than is offered to users of mobile responsive sites. And really, the group that we're particularly targeting are the kind of brand loyal, the guys at the bottom of the engagement funnel who are excited about retailers' new products, who shop there regularly. You know, mobile sites are fantastic for one-off visits, for one-off purchases. But for anybody who wants to engage a bit more deeply with a brand, an app is definitely the best way to do that. I mean, purely in terms of numbers, we know the mobile apps convert people to purchase at 4 times the rate that people convert to purchase on mobile web. So that's kind of, yeah, I mean, the opportunity there is to convert people into mobile and have a conversation with them and get them to purchase more. So that's really the core problem that we were looking at with Bijou Commerce.
Now, the swipe, as I've called it, otherwise known as single image browsing, I think that's right, isn't it? It's a very powerful idea. I'm just wondering what particular sorts of things it's suited to.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one. I think the key point to it is that most people, when they've got their phone and they're using it, about 75% of the time, they're using it in one hand and they're navigating it with their thumb. So they're actually touching the screen with their thumb. And if you picture a sort of classic desktop website setup where you're looking at products, there's a lot of, you know, a mouse is quite a precise tool to engage with a website. You know, you can click on little check boxes, you're happy to sort of, you know, scroll with the scroll wheel and click on quite precise points.
Yeah.
The nice thing about the single image browse is that it's really thumb friendly. It's quite tactile. Mm. It's a nice big engagement block. You can tap on a product or you can just swipe it and move it around the screen. But really, the limitations of it are it has to be a visual product. I mean, the nice thing is that you fill the screen with a product image. You know, you fill a sort of 3-inch by 5-inch space with as much of the product image as you possibly can. Mm. But obviously, that doesn't work particularly well for car insurance because you know, that's not, you're not massively interested in what the policy looks like.
Just a big lump of text.
Exactly. But then if you're looking at a dress and you want to see it, like properly see it, If you reduce it to a grid view, you're looking at a tiny portion of an already quite small screen.
Yeah.
Whereas if you fill the screen with the image, give someone a really, really easy, intuitive way to interact with it. That's where it works best. And really, the view on the Tinder swipe is we see it cropping up all over the place in terms of deployment in other segments. I mean, there's Tinder swipe for job postings, there's Tinder swipe for houses, there's
really
all over the place. And you know, our view is it's just a great common method, just like something like Pinch and Zoom, to interact with things on a small touch screen. And it's not sort of proprietary or anything like that. Loads of people use it, and it's just a good method.
And it also focuses you down, doesn't it? There's no distractions. You're just seeing that one image, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we obviously spoke to a lot of people when we were building the business within retail and within e-commerce. And a lot of the feedback that we had from them was that it's so crucial to get people to engage with product when they're on a site. The more you get them to engage with individual products, the higher their likelihood of converting to purchase. So it's the best way. And certainly in our trials, we found it was by far the best performing UI. And we had some amazing stats in our, we ran one trial where we had a single image browsing experience for sort of fast fashion clothes. Mm. We put it out there to the test user group, and we had a small but not too small section of the user base who were swiping literally thousands of products. I think our record was one woman who swiped something like 20,000 products in 4 weeks. Just incredible numbers.
She has a very strong thumb.
Yeah, very strong thumb and a lot of time on her hands to do that. But you know that what it comes back to as well, I think, is that where this single image browsing is very powerful, is where people enjoy window shopping as well. You know, they want to look at this as almost like a leisure activity, and that's how actually we interviewed her and spoke to her, and that's almost how she viewed the experience. It was slightly gamified, good fun, just to flip through stuff and to engage with it, and that's something that you don't traditionally get with a sort of grid view or a layout with 12 products on the page.
Yeah. And I'm assuming, Ollie, that the left and the right swipe are significant, so that if you're swiping one way, you're saying I don't like it, and if you're swiping the other way, you're saying I do like it. So presumably there's a certain amount of data crunching to do to work out what they're likely to like if they don't or do like what they're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where it gets kind of interesting from a marketing and personalization point of view. The really nice thing about the swipe is that it forces the user, in a very gentle way, but it does force them to have a reaction to every single product they see. And you know, the swipe left to say that I don't like something, and the swipe right to say I do like it and I'm going to put it in a special list, that creates this kind of preference metric, which we use in Bijou Commerce to drive part of our personalization algorithm. And essentially what that does is it, for every user, it takes all of the available products that could be shown to the user and reorders them based on that user's actions within the app. And that includes the left swipe and right swipe, but of course it includes stuff like taps on the product, dwell time on the product, and purchasing, social shares and that kind of stuff. But really, algorithms get better the more, you know, the more training they have and the more data that they can get access to.
Yeah.
And the fact that every product is getting this reaction lets us tune the personalization algorithm a bit better. And I think, you know, the sort of utopian vision is where, for marketers, you've got a system where you're actually managing and tweaking a personalization algorithm and experimenting with it, A-B testing, and letting the actual channel activities, the kind of traditional marketing channel activities, flow from a single point in your CRM system, guided by these personalization algorithms. You know, I don't think we're quite there yet, but I don't think we're far off.
Yeah, it's almost like machine learning for marketing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And look, I think people get kind of, in some ways, a little bit scared by that. As I said, the algorithms are only as good as the people who have built them and the people who are managing them and tweaking them. You know, just to give you an example, the particular techniques that we use have what's called a cold start problem, which means that if you gave the algorithm free rein, it would never show a user any new product because it doesn't have any information on it. It looks through the product list and says that product has never been seen or bought or wishlisted by anybody. So I'm not going to show it to anybody. And so obviously you need the marketer, you need the merchandiser to come in and say, no, actually, you know, we've got this big promotion going on and we want to push new products, or we want to push people who like this particular type of product. We want to push black trousers to people who like black trousers, very simplistically.
Yeah.
So I think it's all about putting more tools in the marketer's hands and letting them complement their normal activities and to personalize. I mean, people for a few years in marketing have been, you know, using email, you know, email automation tools to build great chains of campaigns that adapt and react depending on how a user interacts with those campaigns, how the recipient reacts to those campaigns, and actually that's kind of the same thing. I mean, the marketer's taken their hands off the wheel at that point once they've set everything up and put it ready to go, and this is kind of the same thing.
Well, Ollie, this is absolutely fascinating area. Me as a developer, it gets me quite excited, the idea of all those algorithms in the background crunching all the data, which is, and that's very sad, but never mind. Well, thanks for shining a light on this. It's a tool that people should certainly, you know, think about, this sort of notion of the Tinder swipe, as I like to call it. Tell us about how we can find out more about you and more about Bijou Commerce.
Yeah, sure. So we've got a website, bijoucommerce.com. Bijou is spelled B-I-J-O-U, and then just commerce.com. We do weekly blogs on mobile commerce. We've got a couple of great white papers on there, and we're on LinkedIn as well. So if you search for us on LinkedIn, and look, I'm always really happy to have a chat about trends and answer questions and just connect to whatever via email. And I'm on Ollie. That's Ollie with two L's and a Y. .cooper@bijoucommerce.com, and very happy to answer questions, of course, on there.
Thank you very much, Holly. And thank you, listeners, for listening to the show. The show notes, usual place, sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm Dr. Pod on Twitter and LinkedIn. And if you want to leave a question or an answer, because we're looking for some questions and answers to do in a future show, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.com, and the magic phone line is +44 1273 256 150, and you can leave a recorded message there. So that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Ollie.
Bye, everyone.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.